Numph looked at him for several seconds. Then he said,
"But there are only a very few of them left, even if they could do what you say."
"True, true. They have been listed as an endangered species."
"A what?"
"A species that is about to become extinct."
"But a few like that would not resolve our..."
"Your planetship. I will be frank. I have not counted how many there are left."
"But nobody has even seen one for ages, Turl."
"The recon drones have noted them. There were 34 right up in those mountains you see there. And they exist on other continents in greater numbers. I have reason to believe that if I were given facilities, I could round up several thousand."
"Oh, well, facilities, expense."
No real expense. I have been engaged on an economy program. I have even reduced the number of recon drones. They breed fast if given a chance."
"But if nobody has even seen one, what functions could they replace?"
"Exterior machine operators. Over 75% of our personnel is tied up in just that. Tractors, loading rigs, it's not skilled operation."
"Oh, I don't know, Turo. If nobody has even seen one..."
"I have one."
"No!"
"Yes, right here, in the zoo cages near the compound."
"Well..."
"Yep, I went out and captured one. Took a bit of doing, but I made it. I was rated high in marksmanship at the school, you know."
Numph puzzled over it.
"Yes, I did hear some rumor there was a strange animal out in the zoo, as you call it. Somebody, one of the mine directors, I think. Yes, Char it was, laughing about it."
"It's no laughing matter if it affects pay and profits,"
glowered Turl.
"True, very true. Char always was a fool. So you have an animal under testing that could replace personnel. Well, well, remarkable."
"Now, if you will give me a blanket requisition on transport..."
"Oh, well, is there any chance of seeing this animal? You know, to see what it could do. The death benefits we have to pay on equipment accidents would themselves tip the profit-loss scale if they didn't exist or were minimized. There's also machine damage potential." "Yes, the Home Office doesn't like machine damage."
"I've only had it a few weeks, and it will take a little time to train it on a machine. But yes, I think I could arrange for you to see what it could do."
"Well, that would be fine.
Just get it ready and let me know. You say you're training it? You know it is illegal to teach an inferior race metallurgy or battle tactics. You aren't doing that, are you?"
No. Just machine operation. The push-pull of buttons and levers is all. Have to teach it to talk to be able to give it orders. I'll arrange for a demonstration when it's ready. Now, if you could just give me a blanket requisition..."
"When I've seen the test, there will be time enough.